Good morning, brethren. Well, a beautiful day today. I hope everyone had a wonderful week. If you would, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're going to look at a very familiar verse. A memory verse for most of us. Hopefully all of us. 1 Corinthians 1 and 26. I'm going to read from the New King James Version, and I have a couple other that I want to look at too. It says, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But here's who God did call. God called the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame those which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are." That's the King James Version. Oh, that's the New King James Version. I want to read this in the Contemporary English Version. And it seems to make it really clear. It says, "My dear friends," so just think of the Apostle Paul talking to you just like he was to the Corinthians. "My dear friends, remember what you were when God chose you. The people of this world didn't think that many of you were wise. Only a few of you were in places of power. Not many of you came from important families. But God chose the foolish things of this world to put to wise the shame. He chose the weak things of this world to put the powerful to shame. What the world thinks is worthless, useless, and nothing at all is what God has used to destroy what the world considers important. God did all this to keep anyone from bragging about Him. You are God's children. He sent Jesus Christ to save us, to make us wise, acceptable and holy. So if you want to brag, do what the Scripture says and brag about the Lord." The easy-to-read version, I got these versions off of the internet, by the way, starts out, and here again, Paul was speaking. He says, "Brothers and sisters, that's who you are. God chose you to be His." Think about that. Just think about that. "Not many of you were wise in the way the world judges wisdom. Not many of you had great influence, and not many of you came from important families. There again, God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. And God chose what the world thinks is not important, but what the world hates and thinks is nothing. That's what the world thinks of you and me. Jesus Christ said that if they hated Him, they would hate you also. Now God called the foolish, and to be honest with you, I'm glad He did, because I wouldn't be here if He didn't call the foolish. But you know, He didn't want us to remain foolish. We are to be wise. When Jesus Christ sent out the 12 apostles, He told them, I am sending you out as sheep amidst wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Let's look at James 3 for a second here. James 3, starting in verse 13, above the verse 13, a little title in my Bible says, "Heavenly versus demonic wisdom." The Bible calls the wisdom of this world demonic. It says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom." Now, as I said, there is a worldly, and verse 15 calls it earthly wisdom. But then look at verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits. It's without partiality and without hypocrisy. That is godly wisdom. That's the wisdom that God tells us to be wise, to have this godly wisdom in us. Now, how do we get that wisdom? Well, James also tells us that. That he who lacks wisdom, what are we supposed to do? Just pray and ask God for it, and he will give us wisdom. Also, God called the weak of the world. But again, as you know, we're not to remain weak. Paul said to the Corinthians, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong, not weak. Now in Ephesians 6:10, if you want to go there, Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Then he goes on to tell us how to do that. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So we are to be strong. We're not to be remain weak. We're supposed to be strong. Now it also says that God chose the things which are not. And to the world, that just means that we're nothing at all. They look at us as being nothing. We're nobodies. Now, I'm going to go to Daniel 12. It says that in Corinthians, it called those that are nothing so he could confound those that are something. But in Daniel 12, let's look at what it's going to be like once we're changed. Daniel 12, verse 1, this is prophecy of the end times. It says, at that time Michael shall stand up, that great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. And we don't know how soon that's coming. It may be very soon, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book of life. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. So just talking about the resurrection, the first resurrection, when the saints are going to come back to life. Some to everlasting life, and then after the 1,000 years, some to shame and everlasting contempt. And look at verse 3. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Just think about the glory that God is going to give those that endure till the very end and are finally changed from flesh to spirit. And then when all those people, these wise of the world, come back to life in the second resurrection, and we are standing there, the weak, the foolish, those things they considered as nothing, having 1,000 years experience of being a spirit being, and only God knows what it will be like for us at that time, but I'll guarantee it's going to be marvelous, it's going to be great, it's going to be wonderful, that it's something that our minds can't even conceive of right now. So in closing, always remember the awesome future God has for each one of His saints, those that are called, chosen, and faithful, all His children.